It was once a field of dreams where the world's top athletes competed in the spiritual home of the Olympics. 8 years on, Athens Olympic Park is abandoned, overgrown and closed to the public. The fencing arena is now a rusting warehouse. The canoe slalom course was built at a cost of millions of dollars, with water pumped from a man-made lake. The lake is dry. Pipes lie discarded on the edge of the park. Manolis Trikas is a councillor of the Athens suburb Hellenikon, next to the park. He laments what he calls the waste of the 2004 Olympics.
It was all about consumption in order to capitalize on the Olympic phenomenon and creating advertising spots to sell products. Unfortunately, the Olympic Games were catastrophic for Greece.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Roger, told a Greek newspaper last year that the Athens Olympics aggravated the country's debt problem. The government estimated the cost at $11 billion. But that didn't include other projects commissioned or accelerated in time for the 2004 Games, including a new metro and tram system, a new airport and highway. On the edge of the Olympic Park, former members of Greece's 2004 softball team train for their next match. Greek-American Louisa Sharp was an official scorer at the Athens Games. She says the Olympic facilities should be saved.
They're very, very beautiful, very expensive, and it's sad that somebody can't turn that around and even make a profit.
The government wants to sell this land to private companies. Several firms have expressed interest, including a firm from Qatar who wants to turn it into a huge casino with a big hotel and an airport for private jets.
Local councillor Manolis Trikas has other ideas. He and a team of local residents have begun planting olive trees. They want the park returned to nature and to the people.
During this period of financial crisis, cultivation is a solution, even with these small crops, to stave off hunger. We believe that accumulating money will not help us out of this kind of crisis, but a network of solidarity will support us.
London is preparing to host the 2012 Games at a cost of about $14 billion. The people of Hellenikon say the experience of Athens should serve as a warning of a failed Olympic legacy. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Athens.